Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, one of my heroes, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Please go there and check it out. You'll thank me later and support their efforts. They can use your financial support. You can do it online. I promise you it'll be the best investment your company, your small business has made this year. Karen, thank you again for being here. You rocked the Capitol building recently in your testimony before them, trying to help get get their attention on Capitol formation. I mean, you had Democrats and the Republicans standing up and clapping. I mean, it was crazy. It was all over the news. What happened?
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Kerrigan testified. Well, it wasn't in the Capitol, but, you know, we did it online.
They don't know that,
and,
Karen.
My audience doesn't know that.
Play along with me.
I know. The House Financial Services Committee last week hosted a hearing on access to capital for women and minority businesses. It was the Subcommittee on Diversity and Inclusion. It was a really great hearing. I really enjoyed being there with some of my colleagues, as well as a business owner, to talk about, you know, sort of what are some of the barriers to capital access. And, you know, Jim, there are some longstanding barriers, you know, that need to be broken down. But, you know, I think financial technology, fintech, is helping in that regard. I talked a lot about that. I talked about how we strengthen equity and debt-based crowdfunding, because you do have lots of local communities who want to, you know, support their small businesses through investments or through, you know, a debt offering. And then we talked about, you know, the existing programs, PPP, you know, what worked, what didn't. And we did see that once you brought fintech on board, the CDFIs on board, when you broaden the distribution channels of that PPP program, then you reached a lot more types of businesses.
What are the barriers, Karen? What are the barriers to access to capital?
Well, I think, you know, for many entrepreneurs is, and as we saw them, we talked specifically the PPP program. You know, if you did have a business that didn't have a commercial relationship, you know, with a bank, and maybe they just had a checking account, but they really didn't do any loans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of those businesses, you know, felt left out. And I think, but the solution, Jim, was in fintech, financial technology, the PayPals, the Intuits of the world, who have many of these small businesses as customers.
But Karen, I'm going to push back. I want to push back a little bit on this, though, because I know banks out there that were helping people who they'd never seen before. I sent people to banks, and they said they loved me up like a family.
Well, Jim, of course there were some banks like that.
There are 5,000 of them out there. They're community banks. 5,000.
You're right. Yeah, but at the local level, you know, in some areas of the country, rural areas where there, you know, there weren't many institutions, even in some of the urban areas where there's just sort of larger. You know,
if you went to a big bank to get help, you got turned away. You did not get help at the big banks. There's no question about it. They did not step up, but the little banks did. One of the things I worry, and I just want to stick this in here, one of the things I worry about with the fintechs, not through the government programs, but outside the government programs, the fintech programs can be very handy, the fintech companies, but their terms are very expensive. You got to watch
it. It depends on the fintech. But as long as there's transparency, disclosure, you know, it's very clear for the business in terms of what those terms are, then, and that's, you know, something I think with like the PayPals and the Intuits, you know, are very transparent in terms of the terms. I mean, there are smaller fintechs where the terms are pretty outrageous. Mm-hmm. But with the PPP program, Jim, The terms were what the government dictated what the terms were, right?
That's right. Nobody can, you can't go around that.
So that was, so that made it different in that regard. And the fintechs were very willing to participate. And once they got onboarded, unfortunately, it was at the end of the first tranche.
Right.
But once they did, you really saw them reaching all different types of small businesses, self-employed people,
right,
you know, that maybe weren't necessarily serviced, you know, by banks, because the banks were overwhelmed, Jim. That's the fact.
They
right?
were. There's no question about that. Hey, Karen, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Thank you for the great work. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your heroism. I see it all the time, and I appreciate you very much. Come back soon.
I appreciate you too, Jim. Thank you so much.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.